Start the Halo Giga Mark. Told the Karen Mahi. So what's an example of told the Karen? Negifa Neshicha Revitzo Beita. All these different actions that is not classic goring, pushing, biting. There's what to talk about biting. Biting really should be shame, but it's obviously not a classic biting. And it's not classic, and it's not biting for eating. What's the din if an animal bites to eat and then spits it out? Is that Karen or Shane? Good Shiloh. Maybe look at the Rajba. Viter. Revitza, Ubiita. All these different types of trampling. Right? Ubiita Rashi. Revitza says, Rashi says, Sharasa, Kalim Badera. It trampled on them, in order to break it, not just stam, as it was going, that would be urchayu, like rebet, regel. Here was kavanah l'salazik, be'ita, shebat the baragli, kicked something, v'shibra sakelim. V'achi have it told to the Karen. Why? Why is it told to the Karen? The kavanah l'salazik. Because here it's kavanah l'salazik, regel is not kavanah l'salazik. The intention is to damage. Karen, v'ain anol l'ziko, there's no anol out of it, just stam a mazik. This is the classic case of Karen that you're Tom the first three times. Talk to Gemara. Maishna negicha the kar le'av the chsiv kiigach negifa navi chsiv kiigach. Why do you call negicha the av and negifa? You're calling the tolda. The pasuk is stated. The psukim quote both negicha and negifa. Negicha, Yidisanya, Pasach, and Negifa, Vesim, and Negicha. Lomelachar, Zui, Negifa, Zui, Negicha. Gemara says, yeah, that Negifa in the Torah is really Negicha. Yidisanya, Pasach, and Negifa, Vesim, and Negicha. Lomelachar, Zui, Negifa, Zui, Negicha. That's not the Negifa we're talking about. That was not pushing. That was real goring. And the Torah just used a different language in the Torah. Now we get to our stuff. Maishna gabe adam dechsev kiigach, and maishna gabe hema dechsev kiigach. Why is it that by adam it says kiigach, and when an animal gores an animal, it says kiigach? Zok the Gemara. The reason why the Torah switched its language, adam deispe mazlo ksev kiigach, behema de lesle mazlo ksev kiigach. No, there's a difference between an adam and a behema. An Adam, which has mazel, so therefore the Torah uses the language of kiigach. Hema de lesbe malak siv kiigach. Umilsa agaburcha kamashmalan, and that is not just arbitrary, that's coming to teach you a chiddush. The mu'ud la Adam, avin mu'ud la behema, mu'ud la behema, avin mu'ud la Adam. That if I become a sure mu'ud for an Adam, I'm nogeach an Adam three times. So then I am automatically mu'ud for behemah. Mu'ud the behemah, lo av mu'ud l'adam, but just because I gored behemahs does not mean that I became a mu'ud for an adam. So what does Rashi say here? Maishna negicha dekar le'av dechsiv ki'igach negifa nami ksiv ki'igo shori yishu shori. If it gave him the negifa ksiv ti'av and nami av, let them both be avos. Where says einach anami, ach negifa negicha hu v'lo t'chiv hazaguf, was not talking about pushing with the body, with the back, or with the shoulders, or what? Another part of the torso of the animal. Is that right? Is there a torso of an animal, or torso is just by people?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, there it is, right? Fine. Ela negichas Karen, really, that negifa is really talking about goring with the karnayim, with the horns, and it's classic negich. Good. Skip the gabi adam, kishashor nagach adam ksiv kiigach shor es ish. The gabi negicha shor b'shor ksiv kiigach shor ish es shoreil. So why did the Torah switch the language once we're saying that the Torah was very specific in the lashon of negicha? Adam deisay naza. What does it mean? He has a mazel, Rabbi Yisai. Adam deisay mazel. Sheyesh loy das lishmor es gufo. He's a bardas to be shomer es haguf. And what if he's not a bardas?
No.
What about a katan? So would this phrase of adam de ispe mazla not apply to katana?
It's not
das. It's like a time?
Confused Lashon of Mazel because it's not actual das. It's more of like a survivalist.
But Rashi says das. So if you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes another Rashi in Masechta Shabbos. Anyone here open up Masechta Shabbos? Look, when Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes something, you got to look it up. Rabbi Kiva Eger is a big rav. Says after Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rashi says something else in Masechta Shabbos. That every person, you ready, Rabbi Say? Every person has a malach guarding him. All the misle mazla, like the hainu avart, we have protection. We have mazla. And that's why it's not so easy to be negeachas, because a person has protection. If that's the case, Rabbi Say, chori, that should be on any human being, even a shaita, a cherish, and a katan, should happen, should be the same. It's lav dafka bar das.
Why is there a difference in the Mishnah on the side between the katan and the galah?
Well, that's already getting into whether or not you're machalik with the minim. I'm asking, even according to the Manda Omer, that's not machalik with the minim, how would the svaras of Isbe Mazel apply? Sivki yigach devadin iskaben ashor lahara uba alav bekoyach aval negifa avamashpa shamotza omid v'dafka b'charno. So, when it's you're up against Islay Mazel, so then you need a real negicha with real strong intentions, not a weaker language of negifa. Lishna achrina Islay Mazel ve'ino noach la'amiso b'negifo dihid chifas keren ma'at ela b'negicha b'koyach. Or perhaps, no, you need much more strength when it comes to an Adam, and it can't just be a weaker goring. U'bekavano b'tchifas keren b'guf. You need a real strong goring from the horns. V'agav urchei k'mashmon zaktashi krom midatol negicha ba'adam v'negifu b'behema d'mashmon noicha hi ha'behema lomos min ha'adam. It's easier to kill an animal than to kill an adam. Mashmienu d'shor ha'mu'ud la'arag z'behema gimel pamim. This teaches us that a shor mu'ud that killed a behema three times, loichoshiv ha'adam l'gabe adam, that does not equally now carry over to an adam. Din nagach adam v'meiz dina katam. So now if it gores an adam on the fourth time, it's dino ketam, and therefore what? The eno mishalim es hakoyfer. A shor muad, when it kills three adams, on the fourth time it has to pay what? It has to pay an added payment of kofer, because it now is responsible for killing, the owner has to pay an added payment. The betama oreg adam, because a tam that kills a man, ksiv sakol yisakel. It says that you get skila, shor. Ubala shor naki. And the Baal HaShor is naki from what? He doesn't have to pay kofar. He's clean. Ubamuad ksiv v'gam ba'alav yumas. And when a muad, what? When a muad gores, it says v'gam ba'alav yumas. And if you learn without Torah Shebaal Peh, so then what? You learn the psukim and it says what? Gam ba'alav yumas, that a person is killed, is put to death by responsibility of his animal. And what happens? I have to kill the owner. So come along Chazal and say that's not what it means. Vahi misa hainu moment. Listen to the Parsha Shir last year, Malik's favorite Parsha Shir. I'm Parsha's Mishpatim. Hainu moment. Shemeshalem is hakoifer. Dmei nereg liyorsha. V'loi misa mamish. Doesn't mean that you're actually put to death. Tamina perakam sanedrin. Aritzichasu atahargo. You only kill a guy for real murder, manslaughter. V'atahargo aritzichashura. But I'm not going to be put to death for the killing of my shore. But still, he is Adam and Mu'ud Lebehema, and in that situation, he has to be Koyfer. So then Rashi has a fascinating question, which is a Gemara's question on Daf Mem Aleph, which I'll let you guys all think about if you didn't see this Rashi. I don't know why you didn't see this Rashi, but you should see this Rashi. Rashi says, how do you ever have a case of a Mu'ud Le Adam if a shor is put to death on the first time it gores? Even a short time has to be killed if it kills an Adam. So how do you ever have a situation of a Mu'ud la'Adam? I am the Gemara on Bevakamim and Aleph and Aleph, all the different Zerutzim, and we will probably speak about that Gemara on the last day of the Sugya. So the Gemara says, yeah, Baron.
I was going to ask how that case is.
So Rashi asked that question quoting the Gemara, and the Gemara and Aleph gives different answers, and you guys should look at the Gemara and Aleph. There's about like 5-6 different answers in the Gemara to Bosh should explain a parsha in the Torah of how do you ever have a situation of a shor mu'ud. Fascinating question, relevant question, but I want to actually you guys to delve that into that yourself, and I want to ruin the surprise of the last day of the sukkah. The Gemara has different answers to that. Right. Marav Rabbeisai. Gemara, Pasha Gemara, Chiddush of our Lashonis of the Torah is to tell us what? Muad la Adam, have Muad la Behema, Muad la Behema, lo yave la Muad la Adam. So Rashi explains what that means is just because you're a Shor Muad three times for Behemas, that's not necessarily going to apply to Adam. We distinguish between the two. And if you gore three Adams, then you do carry over and you are obviously subsumed underneath the category within that category, within that status that you are a Muad Labehem. That's what the Gemara says. Good? Now this Gemara does not qualify anything. This Gemara does not say that this is up for debate. This Gemara does not say that it's going according to specific opinions. And that's bothering some of the Rishonim. Why is that bothering some of the Rishonim? Because if you look at the Gemara in Lamed Zayin, there is a Gemara that Shiner was quoting before that seems to present a machloikes between who and who? Between Rav Papa and Rav Zvid. And it's fascinating, this machloikes between Rav Papa and Rav Zvid all lies around one letter. Which letter does it lie under? And is it dependent on what? Vid. How do you read the Mishnah? How do you read the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says that you're muad libehema, so does that automatically mean that the stoma is that I'm muad la adam? Or do I say no? We look at things as separate categories and we say muad lemino is not muad leino mino. The truth is that the question really already is originated, Rabosai, not only in the area of adam the behema, but what if a person is muad, Loi, you asked me this kasha. What if a person is muad for just short? He gores Thor three times. Is he muad for elephants? So do you say muad lamino is muad l'sheino mino? Maybe it's specifically for that category. But let's focus on this machlekes because this is what our Gemara is discussing. Rav Papa is of the opinion that what, Rabbi Yisai? Help me out. Rav Papa is the opinion that what? That muad for Adam is not muad for Behema. Just because you gored three times in Adam, we don't carry over to other categories. Rav Zvid is in disagreement, and what does Rav Zvid hold, Rabbi Yisai?
There is no distinction.
What? Right? Mu'ud la'adam is mu'ud la'behema, and once you gored three times for an Adam, you do carry over to be mu'ud la'behema. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara explains where each one was medayik their opinion from, that there were different mashmoses in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that you guys should learn very carefully, that now lended Rav Papa and Rav Zvid to be of their own opinion. Now the Gemara goes back and forth, and the Gemara wants to say, well, what does the other one do with the other Manda Amr's proof, which we are going to have to analyze in a few minutes, Amir Tzashem, or by the end of the Shi. Rav Isai, just from the get-go, just from the beginning, just analyzing two Gemaras, Rav Isai, we can now understand where the Rishonim are coming from. That what do we have on our hands? What do we have on our hands? A steering Gemaras. Our Gemara says, Pashe, Mu'ud la'adam have Mu'ud la'behema. Mu'ud la'behema la'ave Mu'ud la'adam. Whereas the Gemara on Lamed Zayin says in the world of Rav Papa, that's just not true. So how could you just read our Gemara and not stipulate that our Gemara is only going according to Rav Zvid? L'chaira, there should be a girsa in the Bach for someone, Ringelheim's Ha'aris, that doesn't come to Shia on Sunday, that even though, but this Gemara is only going according to Rav Zvid. No. Rabbi, say everyone hear the kasha?
Yeah.
So the Balei Taisus answer this kasha. So comes along Taisus, and Taisus says, it's not a kasha. They're not exactly parallel sugyas. What does Taisus say, Rabbi Isai? Sugya and Abbezim and Aleph, and the sugya and Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph are not the same. What's the case on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that Rav Papa said, Mu'ud la'adam lo yava mu'ud la'behema, Rabbi Isai? What did I gore? What did I gore? What were the three pictures?
Adam, Chamor, Shor.
Chamor.
Wrong.
Three
men. Listen to what I'm asking, Rabbi Isai. This, says Rav Papa says, does not create a mu'ud.
Let's see.
for this.
Of course, whatever you want it to be, a shore or a cow.
Looks like one of those song notes.
We won't tell the rabbits.
Yeah, it's a good cow, right?
It's a good cow. I like that cow.
It's an afternoon, it's only has a tail and I'm not welcome.
Yeah, for waving its tail around.
What's an African community? Everybody saying tails, lagabe alaha?
Type of animal.
The wags that you
is depending on which carbon, whether or not the tail is brought down, is brought up.
Oh, that's the thing in Pesachim,
What?
This is a story about Pesachim Daf
Daled. Yeah, exactly. On Daf Gimel, about the guy.
Yeah.
That said he ate from the tail. Exactly. That was the rye that the movie was lying. Exactly. Yeah. Excellent.
With Chalav.
Excellent. You're on the wall. Fighting. Fighter! Rabbi Sai, but the Gemara over here, Dr. Tysus was talking about what? Where it's Mu'ud L'Adam Av Mu'ud L'Behema. Is what else?
Chamor and Shor.
I just want to make a distinction.
It's a shore, right?
These are three different animals. A shore, hamor, and an adam. And these are all uniform.
In that case.
Zoktra Papa, this does not equal this. But Zoktra Papa, that does not mean that if I have this situation, that I can't say Mu'ud l'adam havi mu'ud l'bein. What does that mean, Rabbi Sai? How do you even get to square one? Before we get to the chidushim, before we get to the shtick l'chtayra, how do you even make any sense of this? Let's try to stop ourselves before jumping to the next Mar Mekaymis. Let's try to stop ourselves and try to think about this.
Why
should that be? Why not? I can tell you why not. If Rav Papa holds Adam and Behema are two separate categories, so how does it count for this? This makes no sense to me. How does a Gemara say Befeirush and Rav Papa Mu'ud L'Adam Havi Mu'ud L'Behema? Rav Papa doesn't subscribe to that. Does everyone understand what I'm asking? You're missing. Rabbi said, let me ask you a question. How did you learn Tosfos? When I'm Mu'ud for a shore, for a Chamor, for a shore, and for Adam, what are we saying in the Gemara that base? Amid Beis?
You're a Mu'ud
for all three categories. Right, exactly. So now I'm even a Mu'ud for what?
Adam.
But I Mu'ud L'Behema lo yav Mu'ud L'Adam.
That's only an
and Mu'ud L'Adam lo yav Mu'ud L'Behema. Yeah, Shaf, what do you want
to
say?
Is it not just that it's a more general, like, din of a Mu'ud as opposed to being a specific one?
Oh. So Shaf was talking as far as
tendencies.
Zot Shaffel, he says, I see from Tosfos on that Beis Amid Beis a different perspective in Rav Papa that I probably wouldn't have said if I didn't have this Tosfos right now. Tosfos is saying, Zot Shaffel, that don't think that Rav Papa holds that Adam and Behema are so independent and can never, what's the saying? Never do we meet. What's the guard? We never. What's the
cross paths?
We never. What's the lushan? Not never cross paths. But what's the lushan?
Parallel.
Oh, what's the lushan? It's like a saying. Never do we meet.
Never cross
lushan.
Never do we meet. Yeah. You guys gotta read up a little.
Gotta be culture. Right?
Yeah. Rabbi Sai, never do we cross paths. No, says Shaffel. That's now Brother Rapapa, because I can learn from one another. Zot Shaffel. Listen to what he's saying. Rav Papa has a different pshat in Lamed Zayin. You know why Mu'ud L'Adam lo yav Mu'ud L'Behema? Because you're obsessed. That's pshat in Tosfos on that base. Tosfos being mechadish chesner focus. Tosfos being mechadish that your problem with your Mu'udus on that Lamed Zayin in Rav Papa is I can't use that for other entities because you have an obsession, perhaps. And your obsession with Adam does not allow me to carry over to other areas. That's the problem. Since you were so focused and maybe you had an issue with Adams,
So now I can't extrapolate to other areas. But it's not to say, Zoktaisis, Mikoyach, this Kusher of the Steer and Gemaras, that I can't carry over from one to the other. That if I had a way of deciphering and telling me that I am an animal that doesn't necessarily have an obsession with one min, I'm not focused and fixed on specifically three Adams, then Rabbi say, what happens? Then you can mix and match. And then one could work from the other. And in this situation, Tosis is saying, Rav Papa would also subscribe that you would be mu'ad to everything, even though I'm utilizing the behema and I'm utilizing the Adam for the behema. So now I become a mu'ad lakol because now I'm out of the world of obsession. China, you're going to miss. But go. Yeah.
So we're saying, so on Beis Adam and Beis, we're saying our pool is like very diverse. So therefore, we could apply mu'ad
exactly.
To any...
Exactly. Right, yeah.
But whether you're obsessed between Adam and Behema, why would it not? It should support. It should still work. Because you have an obsession with Adam, so you have an obsession with Behema. No, I don't.
Maybe I only have an obsession with Adam. You are Megala anything for a Behema. That's what he's saying. The fact that you stacked to Adam, that now made you have you a fixated problem that you can't lend yourself to other areas, and we can't tell you whether or not you have that status for a Behema. But Tosis has to be saying that it's not true according to Rav Papa that I can't carry over. Because over here I can carry over. However, Rav Papa, things are not so sweet. Shapka, yeah.
How do you read the Gemara then?
What's the problem?
The Gemara says Mu'ud Adam, how do you move the Behemoth? It's considered it's a good.
Huh?
The Gemara says Mu'ud Adam, how do you move the Behemoth?
Right, so it means it can count. This can now make me a Mu'ud Adam.
But it's not a din. The actual din isn't Mu'ud Adam, though.
What do you mean?
It's,
what's the problem? I'm not machape. This is mu'ud adam, abim mu'ud behem.
Not lashon v'lashon. Lashon sounds like it's saying that you are mu'ud adam, therefore you're mu'ud behem, not that you were mu'ud for all.
No, mu'ud adam helps for mu'ud behem. What's the problem with that? Or Rabbi Isai, there were some rishonim that's what I thought Shaffel was asking. There were some rishonim that went the exact same mahalach of Taisus, but to put the brakes on the chiddush of Taisus. There was a shita of the Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabosa, that's brought in the shita Mekubetz. Comes along the shita and the Rabbeinu Peretz. Comes along the Rabbeinu Peretz and he says, that's exactly the answer to the stira. The way you resolve both sugyas is that the two sugyas differentiate like this. Here, you were fixated on Adam, and that necessarily can't help me to carry over to now make me a Mu'ud Behema. Because maybe Taka, I'm fixated. Maybe Taka, I'm obsessed. Maybe I have no Raya to tell me what my status. I'm shining. Not bad. You didn't miss anything. Maybe Taka, I actually, Adam Islay Maslow. Maybe Taka, I don't have a Raya for my status Legabe Behemas. But you know what, says the Rabbeinu Peretz? Over here, Tosfos is 100% right. Over here, I started mixing and matching. Over here, I started differentiating. I became more diverse, or a boisite, to make things exciting. I became more liberal, right? So now, I started doing everything. Now we got a title for today's shir. Excellent. A boisite, now we started going to all different locations, and hamors, and shores, and others. I can go on for now, but we'll say something for parshiyah. Rabbi Sai. So Zofta Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosis is exactly right. But where does the Rabbeinu Peretz stay away from Tosis? Where does he put the brakes on Chish of Tosis? Someone helped me out. What does Rabbeinu Peretz say? Stop here, don't go further.
Two Bnei Adams and animals.
Zofta Rabbeinu Peretz, what am I a mood for at the end of the day? What am I a mood for at the end of the day when the Gemara says, mood la Adam, I have a mood la Behema? What am I a mood for at the end of the days after Rabbeinu Peretz and in the Mukiyaisa B'Shem the Ramah? Behema. All you can say is at the end of the day is that I can use the Adam to now act as number three to now add to the other animals. Sorry, I'm just trying to go fast. And now it counts as number three. And now Rabbeinu Peretz says, Mu'ud. Like the Lashon of the Gemara says. I'm borrowing from Adam to act as a third for the Mu'ud Behema. Nice chapel, that's where I thought you were going. Upper, to say what Tosfos is saying. That what? I mix and match. And I become diverse for everything, even for Adam. No, that I can't do. Why? Why, Rabbi Isai? Why does the Rabbeinu Peretz say that I can't do? Because what do you have over here? All you have is what?
One Adam.
Is one Adam. You don't have a what? You don't have a... Oh, so now Feld is asking a good question. Okay, but I also don't have three behemoths either.
No, but an
so I'll... Oh, Givaldic. I didn't hear what you said, but I know what you said. Excellent. Every Adam implicit is Mechlama Sayamana, your behemoth plus. Right? We have a Doimim, Soimeach, Baal Chai, and then Medabim. So Lufachos, you should act like a Baal Chai. Right? At least it should be a Baal Chai. Right? Aber when you're not an Adam.
No.
The Tziv says, when you're not an Adam, what does the Tziv say? Everybody say? Ever Chmol and Son, a person dies. He's not an Adam anymore. What happens? He rots to not even two stages before. But you see, remember this? I quoted this the Tziv many times in Parsha Shmos. A person that's not an Adam, if he doesn't stand and fulfill the purpose of being an Adam, well, this is a festive sugya. A person who's not an Adam now doesn't only go to a Baal Chai. He doesn't only go to a Doimim, to a Tzaymeach. He becomes less than all four categories. He stinks. He rots. He's disgusting. And Alachas Kama V'Kama, Rabbi Yisrael, the same is true for the Kluzari's fifth category, above the Medaber. Which is what, Rabbi Yisrael? What's the fifth category of creation? A Yid. A Yisrael. Yisrael that doesn't act like a Yid. Worse than a diamond. Halavai, you should just stay in his apartment, not do anything. Just stand still like a rock. Biggest anti-Semite. Yeah, what? Back to the Gemara. I should go back. Okay, no, not first. Rabbi Isai, 1 second. Give me 1 second. So, Zok to Rabbeinu Peretz. What? Anti-Semite, what? What's the difference between Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos? Zok to Rabbeinu Peretz, the din is that you're only Mu'ud Labein. I can use the Adam to make me mu'ud l'adam, have a mu'ud l'behema, but that's all I'm mu'ud for. The facts are, do I have to pay kaifer? No, I do not have to pay kaifer. I'm not a mu'ud l'adam. Because you don't have it. You don't have the credentials. You don't have three adams. I don't have three behemas. So that, oh, that's what I was saying, Rubinov. That's what Rubinov was saying. But I do, because machlal masayim on, I do have, so at least I can borrow from adam that it can act as a third behema. Right? I doesn't have a tail. Okay, it doesn't have a tail. We'll ignore the tail this time. But that doesn't matter, because it's enough of a mu'adus to now give me the status of being a mu'ud l'behem. One second. Give me a second, what I'm saying. L'chayra, Tosfos responds back to the other Rabbeinu Peretz. We want to think about what he says. He responds like this. No. If you want to create mu'adus, listen carefully, everybody, this is very important. We're now developing what the Rishonim are saying. We're developing the sugya, and we're trying to create a conversation that doesn't exist on the books. But this is what I would say the Tosfos would respond back to the Rabbeinu Peretz. That's why I can't accept your conclusion. Again, Tosfos has a big chiddush. Rabbeinu Peretz says we don't go that far. Now I want to know why Tosfos held that it was muchach to say what he said, that you have to count it legamre, and this animal is what? Is a mu'ud le'everything. Because Tosfos says as follows. You can't be with me halfway, I don't know. You're either with me or you're not. If you're counting Mu'ud L'Adam, Rabbi Isai, if you're using that as one of the three, then what, Rabbi Isai? Then you have to count it. You have to count it to what its implications are. And if it's counting, so then we have to count the legamre. There's no half-baked when it comes to a shor Mu'ud, Rabbi Isai. We're not going to, there's no chatzi mu'odus. We'll accept you in this. We're not going to accept you in this. If you want to tell me this doesn't count because it's lo matzah min esmino and that's pshat Rav Papa, fine. I'll accept that. But I can't say it like that because there's a Gemara, Baba Kama da Beis, that says not like that. And this Gemara L'chayr is going also according to Rav Papa. So you're going to tell me, no, there's a difference between mixing and matching and being uniform? So you're going to count this? So then count what it says. In a situation of this existing to the extent of mu'ud, then it must mean that what? My obsession is such not an obsession, and now I can even carry over between one and the other.
But
if you want to ignore it, ignore it. But if you're not going to ignore it, then count it. Count it and one. He's at the foul.
Right, if you count it, it's only still only one Adam. It's not. There's no.
No, because Rav Papa agrees fundamentally. Mu'ud la'adam have a mu'ud la'behema, mu'ud la'behema have a mu'ud la'adam.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. As long as you're out of which sugya, Rabbi Sai, it starts with an O and ends with an N.
Obsession.
If you're in the world of obsession, so then you're right. I put the brakes on things. Once I demonstrate to you that no, this animal is ready to gore whatever it takes, whatever it takes. Ah, so now I have enough of a raya that he's a nagchan and he's mixing and matching. That is kosher, and now it even works for an adam. I don't need specifically three times of the same amount. I'll give you a raya, Schultz, a Gemara beferish that says like this. Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Everybody say, turn to the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. What does the Gemara say? The bottom. Right before the two dots at the bottom. Read me the Gemara, Rabbi Sai. To answer Schultz's kasha. What? What? No. Before that. No?
Three lines up.
Vim tum to learn Nami Isler, Papa. Nogach shor chamor v'gomol nase muad lakol. What does that mean, Rabbi? Say, translate the Gemara for me. What does Gemara in Lamed Zayin say? According to Rav Papa, what does Gemara say? According to Rav Papa, you Schultz, you were nogeach one chamor, you were nogeach one shor, you were nagorach one gamol, and what? Nase muad lakol.
No other.
So you see that one problem, one entity is not necessarily a problem as long as I'm out of the world of obsession.
Yeah.
So now, what Avi and Yosef are pointing out is true. The Gemara never said that now that works even la'adam.
Yeah.
But Taisus and Baba Kama Daf Beis is learning that in the Gemara. When it says la'kol, it meant la'kol. And it means even if one of them would be an adam, that you would become an adam. Because once I'm out of the world of obsession, just like the Gemara would extrapolate from the different meaning, that as long as I'm no longer hooked and locked into a shore, that I have to stick to shore. And now once I started differentiating and I became liberal in my negichas, so then what? I could work for other meaning. So says Tosis, that also works one step further, legabe od. Now, what was the hechrich of Tosis? I'm telling you, the svara I think of Tosis is saying like this. If you want to ignore it, ignore it. You want to tell me Adam is different, Adam is different. But once you're telling me Adam counts, then you got to count it. And you got to be real how to count it. And now, do not make a difference between that and the maskona sagamor at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, between Shor, Chamor, and Gamal, that's Nasimud Lakol, Habehemus, to Adam, Shor, and Chamor, they're all one thing. And Rabbi Neferet said, absolutely not. You don't have to. You all the Gemara meant to say was Shor Chamor Vegomel. It's not obsessed within the world of what? Within the world of animals. But now to say that it now can even jump tracks to say you're not Samuel LaAdam. No. Why? Because the other Rishonim were holding. 1 second, Baron. Give me a second. The other Rishonim were holding what? That fundamentally, Adam and Behema are what? Are not comparative. And they're not comparable to what? To the Gemara on Daf, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom, that you can extrapolate once you differentiate and become liberal with your negichas. Why? Because there at least you're all within the same family of what? Of animals. And Rav Papa fundamentally held, even at the end of the day, that what? There is still a certain higher level of mu'ud la'adam, mu'ud la'behema, that you can't you can't mix them all together to now become mu'ud la'adam at the end of the day if you did not have two other adams. Yeah, Barry.
So for Rabbi Neferet, if there is two men, there are two.
Rabbi Sai, let's just stick with me. The difficulty of this sugya is just keeping everything on the radar. What am I trying to resolve? What are my issues? And how do I extrapolate from there? Yeah, Baron.
Rabbi Neferet, there is two men and a shore. would you say change shore to become as if it's a man and then say lamud for adam?
No, I think if a fair talks about that. Case. No, he says it's still you have three adams, you're not there.
Yeah. Why would you be able to create? Why would you be able to say that a man is like an?
Because I need three. No, because I can use the fact that a man has within it the lower level of behemoth. But I can't now make Yesh Me'ayin a behemoth into another. Yeah.
What Rabbi was just saying was there being a parent's response to we were saying that Tess is learning out that like call on the bottom of Lama Zion saying even an Adam and Rabbi had to say no, since there's talking only behemoths.
Right. And you never have a Gemara that talked about saying it to Adam. And Rabbi Parrot says, until I have three Adams, I never have in the world of Adam. But I could borrow from Adam to say half of what Adam says to use it as a Balchai. And L'chari, Tais will respond back to that, is if you want to borrow it, then you have to use what it says, Lenin the Mu'addis. You can't ignore Rabbi Sai. If you want to create a building of three blocks, right, you got to look at what every block is saying, says Tais. And you can't ignore the properties of the block. And Rabbi Parrot is saying, no, I could take half the block and half the block and build my old building with half the block. And even though it was saying that it's a Mu'ud La'adam, it doesn't matter because implicit within that, I have a Mu'ud La'bahim and I could use that for my structure, even though it itself independently is implying something totally different. And Rabbeinu Peretz was not bothered by that. Good. Let's go one step fight. However you slice it, our Gemara is chiseling down a new presentation and our original presentation of Rav Papa. And that's the Machlekes within the setup of the Stira of the Sunnis. However, there is another day in Tisa. And the other day of Taisvis is the Rabbeinu Menachem. Rabbeinu Menachem gives an entirely different interpretation and resolution in the stira between the Gemaras. Zok the Heiliger Rabbeinu Menachem. Zok Rabbeinu Menachem, there's no stira in the Gemaras. The Gemara in either places never meant to say that Mu'ud La'adam will now help you to become a Mu'ud for anything out of the category of Adam. And Rav Papa meant what he said, and he said what he meant, that we have a Mechitza, and we divide between Adam and Behema, and you cannot become a Mu'ud La'Behema just because you're a Mu'ud La'adam. Adam is Adam and Behema is Behema and never the two shall meet. That's what the Lashon is. And never the two shall meet. Rabbi Sai. So then what's the answer to the Kama Daf Beis that says Mu'ud L'Adam have Mu'ud L'Behema? Zok Rabbeinu Menachem. There's another part of Mu'adis that you need to realize. What happens when you create a status, you register into halachic transformation, you become a mu'ud Are you stuck there for life, Rabbi Isai? The answer is no. You have the ability to be choizer from your mu'adis. How am I choizer from my mu'adis? By not goring. If I have the opportunity to gore, right? I had the red cape in front of me, and I didn't gore, and the bull does not go nuts. So it shows, by the way, that case is in the Gemara, Bava Kama, you should know, later on in the second parak. That are the capes with the red things. Rabbi Isai, it's a Gemara. So, Rabbi Isai, what's the way you go back? You didn't gore. You didn't get triggered. You worked on your personality. You worked on your Mahalach HaChayim. You're no longer a gorer. And now you trained yourself. So Rabbi Isai, I have the ability to be chayzer. So says Rabbeinu Menachem, what happens in the following situation? I'm erasing, guys. No?
Yeah. Okay, I'll try to.
Can I erase?
Yeah, that's good.
What?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Says Rabbeinu Menachem, what happens if I became a mu'ad? I became a mu'ad, what? I became a mu'ad, and now I want to be chayzer from the mu'adis. Says Rabbeinu Menachem, what?
How can an animal like
have your tshuva?
Yeah, like
that's not its nature. We have to put this animal in categories, in halakhic categories, in order to figure out how to deal with this animal.
I feel like an animal wouldn't have like the wherewithal to I only want to gore people and not animals.
Ever seen a trained dog?
Yeah, I've seen a trained dog. A trained dog is not going to, still doesn't, it's not trained to just gore a specific person.
Is the canine
unit? Right. So Rabbi Isai, says Rabbeinu Menachem, you were chayzer from a behema. Dr. Rabbeinu Menachem, even though this person was mu'ad la'adam, and what? You were chayzer from a behema. Dr. Rabbeinu Menachem, his chazara, the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Beis, is telling me that chazara is not a real chazara. And as long as you were mu'ad la'adam, the fact that you're chozer for behema, loy have chazara. And what you were chozer from does not tell us anything, and you still retain your status. That says Rabbeinu Menachem, Shaffa, talk about difficulty in the Lashon of the Gemara. That says Rabbeinu Menachem, is pshat in the Gemara Daf Beis Amid Beis, mu'ad la'odom av mu'ad la'behemah. You were mu'ad la'odom, and now you were chayzer from behemah. Does that tell me that you were chayzer from your status? Says the Gemara, it doesn't tell us. Garnished. You weren't chayzer from anything, but what? You still retain your status. Ay, Rapapa, and Daf Lamed Zayin, is that problematic? It's not problematic at all. Why is it not problematic at all, Rabbi Isai? Because Rapapa is what? Rav Papa is not talking about what? It's not talking about Chazara. Rav Papa is talking about how I what? How I register. How I become a mu'ad in the first place. If I want to become a mu'ad la'adam in the first place, or I want to become a mu'ad la'behem in the first place, is it enough to be a mu'ad la'adam? Zok Rav Papa, no. It's not. You need to be a mu'ad for each and every category independently. You want to register, you got to register and make sure you understand what classes you're in and register for the right class. Don't register for YP just because you're locked out of my shir and BNP and then get in. Okay? That's what Rapup is telling you. You got to know what the CRNs are, you got to register appropriately. If you want to be a mu'ud, you got to be a mu'ud for that category. And that was the Allah al Namazayin in terms of registration. But in terms of chazara, so then the good, then it's a good chazara. Then it's not a good chazara. Mu'ud la'adam, have a mu'ud la'behema, that you're now not considered chayzer in anything if you were just chayzer from a behema. So Rabbeinu Menachem has a very simple teretz to the question that the sugyas are talking about apples and oranges. Rabbi Isai, one second before I call on you, chef. What would be the hechrif of Rabbeinu Menachem? Why would Rabbeinu Menachem, let's think about what Rabbeinu Menachem is saying. Rabbi Isai, by Rabbeinu Menachem answering what he's answering, And he's totally differentiating between the two sugyas, that this is talking about a chazara lenyan behema, that now mu'ad la'adam av mu'ad la'behema tells you that that chazara is garnished, that even Rav Papa could subscribe to. But what? But lenyan what? But lenyan registering me'ikara mitchila, then Rav Papa is telling you, I differentiate between the two. By saying that, Rabbeinu Menachem is saying what? If I present to Rabbeinu Menachem, what do you think about the following scenario? What do you think about a rabbi named Balei Atosis? That the Balei Atosis think that if you gore a chamor, a shor, and an adam, you're a mu'ud to every single thing. What would Rabbeinu Menachem do? He'd laugh at me, right? He'd say that that's the most ridiculous thing. What would Rabbeinu Menachem respond if I would say to him the following? You gored a shor, chamor, and adam, and I want to know if I'm even a mu'ud for animals. What would Rabbeinu Menachem say to me? He'd laugh at me. How could you say you'd be, why? How could you say? Why? What's the hechrif for Rabbeinu Menachem? Rabbi said, this is the easiest question in the sugya, in my opinion. The hechrif for Rabbeinu Menachem is pashut. He reads the Gemara Lamed Zayin to tell us very simply, Rav Papa is kachuto. Rav Papa is what? Two tracks. Adam, behema, they have no sheikhs to each other. You want to register to another min, you cannot register to another min. Okay, yes, there's a Gemara that says within animals you have mu'ad lakol. But Rav Papa is going to tell you, but that doesn't mean that you can now take two parshias in the Torah and carry a bridge from Adam to behema. You need three Adams and you need three behemas, and they don't work for each other. Mu'ad Adam lo yam mu'ad behema. The hechrich for Rabbeinu Menachem to argue with the other shitas of the Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos Rabbi Yisai is posh. Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? What was driving the Rabbeinu Menachem to me is obvious. I can't say like these other Rishonim because it's ridiculous. It's against the Gemara. I'm Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph. Pshat in Rav Papa meant Adam. There's a parsha called three times Adam. There's a parsha called three times Behema. And I don't extrapolate. I don't carry over from one to the other. Good. Good?
Yeah.
Bad. Comes along Reb Kiva Eiger, and really the Shita Mekubetzes already preceded Reb Kiva Eiger, and say, I have serious problems with this Shita of Rabbeinu Menachem. I think that his resolution, although what? We're explaining the Rabbeinu Menachem Rabbi Yisai to be the most obvious pshat, because he just has a simple read of Rav Papa. Mu'ad la'adam, mu'ad la'ema. I have a problematic Gemara that seems to contradict that. From Beis Amid Beis, Zokter Rabbeinu Menachem, I have another way of getting out of Beis Amid Beis to not be talking about what you think you're talking about. Because fundamentally, I think that Rav Papa holds that these two things of being mu'ad for Adam and mu'ad for Be'ema need to register separately. And therefore, I will stand on my head to understand Beis Amid Beis. Zok, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Rabbeinu Menachem, your pshat stinks. Because there's a Gemara in Baba Kama on that Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph that would imply to me through a simple cheshbon that the logical deduction would be that Rabbi Papa would never say what you said. Everybody say, I'm not going to give it away right now. I want you guys to work and figure it out. But says Tosfos, I have a Gemara that in Svara, I would say that for a Papa to say that Mu'ad la'adam av mu'ad la'behema le'inyan chazara does not work, I have a Gemara that doesn't say beferish, but that implies the opposite. Now the question we have to figure out, Rabbi Yisai, is A, where does Tosfos have that Gemara? Because I don't have a Gemara that Beferish says that. I don't have a Gemara that says that Beferish. Where does the Gemara say that? And now, once I have that Kasha of Reb Kiva Eiger, that Bleib Shver on Rabbeinu Menachem, how do I resolve that Kasha, which we have to work on? And then, Emir Tzashem, once we do that, we'll be able to open up Shitas HaRambam in this sugyo, which is going to be geschmack, whipped cream and cherries on top with some sprinkles and some good solid lumdis coming out of Shitas HaRambam.